This cake represents the American flag. The blueberries are for each state. Well, yes, I did run out before 50, but you know, Alaska and Hawaii weren't granted statehood until 1959.
Got everything for the barbecue. Oh, wait till you see this new charcoal I bought. You don't even need a match to light it. You just need 100 cubic volumes of compressed hot air.
Isn't that nice? I'll preheat the broiler just in case.
Don't bother, Deed. This is one party that's going to come off without a hitch. That's right, Dilly. Grandpa's coming home today. You call me crazy, but I really think Dill understands everything we say.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear that, guys? My grandpa's coming home today.
Hey, Tommy, where's she been anyhow?
He and my Aunt Miriam went on a trip to find America.
Well, America must have been really lost, because your grandpa's been gone an awful long time.
Oh, poor America. I hope she's not as scared.
America's a boy, Lillian.
She's not, Philip. She's a girl.
Do I have to teach you babies everything? America's a whole empire country, not a person.
What's a country, Angelica?
Oh, brother, it's where we live.
And how comes your grandpa and Aunt Miriam didn't just go on a nice long trip in Tommy's backyard?
That wouldn't be any fun. Besides, how could they get any souvenirs?
Ooh.
Souvenirs?
They're neat presents that come from strange, faraway places, not from stores. Like when my mommy and daddy brought me this from Pittsburgher. Wow!
You think Grandpa and Aunt Miriam are going to bring us back souvenirs, Angelica?
Well, at least me and you and Dill. And since Spencer's always hanging around here, he'll probably get one too. And my mommy says your mommy uses this place like a daycare center. So you two will probably get a piece of candy or something.
Where are my sprouts?
They're here!
Lou, don't hog them. Let me have one.
Pop, Aunt Miriam, I thought you weren't due back for another hour.
We skipped the last attraction. I didn't want to be away from my grandkids another second.
That's nice, Grandpa. Did you bring me a present?
No, Princess, it's not polite to ask. Hey, bro, maybe you better start lighting that barbecue if we want to eat before dark.
For your information, Drew, I have a new charcoal that lights in a millisecond.
Oh, now, you two boys, don't fuss over us!
Oh, but we have a little welcome home party all planned, Aunt Miriam.
No need, Dolly. We have leftover sandwiches on the way home. Besides, I want to show you the pictures from our trip. I sent them ahead to be developed. Stu, set up the slide projector. Drew, get the screen. Oh, I wouldn't mind a nice cup of tea, though.
Oops, hold on.
Oh, Lou, look at you. Now, why weren't you smiling?
Because you tricked me into going on a gold dirt bus tour. I thought we were going to hit the open road. That's the only way to see the sights.
Oh, we saw plenty of sights thanks to our driver, and we had that darling tour guide.
Horse feathers. He kept getting lost, and she talked too much.
Oh, you exaggerate everything. I suppose you're going to say the Grand Canyon isn't all that big.
Whoa. And I suppose you're gonna say that burrow didn't kick me.
His hoof slipped, you big baby.
Now that old time diner had the best lemon pie you ever tasted.
No, Lou, you're thinking of the place we stopped at in Yellowstone. There you are, eating pie in Yellowstone Park.
I'm eating one of your conflab tuna sandwiches, Mim. Ha! Even the buffalo wouldn't eat them. Here we are at Old Faithful, St. Louis, Mississippi, Everglades.
Not so fast, Lou. Oh, no one can see anything. Now give me that.
Hey, what?
You're just being a big baby. See? You zoom right through New York City. Are you happy now?
Happier than I've been in weeks. There, There you go, Scout. Just like our bus driver wore.
Angelica, I got you this genuine Native American beaded purse.
Thank you, Aunt Miriam.
Lost it.
Me?
Please, it's all right. Dill won't know the difference. Although Lipschitz says even an infant knows when it's been overlooked.
Having a little trouble with the barbecue. Can you stall him?
Need some help there, bro?
You know, I'd really like to see those slides again.
I always say, why go to Europe when there's so much to see in your own backyard?
Well, I'm going to unpack my suitcase and look for Dill's present. No grandchild of mine is going to feel overlooked. Not as
hard as I was. You guys, Dill didn't get a souvenir.
Well, I'm sure you wouldn't like mine at all.
They're mine.
Oh, don't be sad, Dilly. I'll share my present with you.
Yeah. Tommy, you can't just give Dill any old thing. A souvenir has to be something that was picked special.
Well, I'll pick something out for Dill from my toy box.
That won't work. It's got to be from a trip, or it doesn't count.
Well, then, if I have to go to America myself and find my brother a souvenir, I will.
But, Tommy, how are you going to do that?
Didn't you hear what Aunt Miriam said about there being so much to see in your own backyard? I bet we can find some places and get Dilly's own special present, too. We'll take a bus, just like Grandpa.
But, Tommy, even if you could drive the reptar wagon, bus across America, we still don't know the way.
Sure we do, Chucky. We got your map. See? We just follow these lines, and they'll take us to all the places Grandpa and Aunt Miriam went.
But I don't know which line goes where. I mean, there's the green one, and this crooked one, and this big one.
Coming, Chucky?
I guess I could use a little trip.
Hey, Lil! Look at all my cameras!
That's Miss Toolguy to you, Mr. Sir. 1, 6, 4, resting. Can everybody hear me back there?
What's that big hole?
It must be the Grand Canyon.
It's my job to tell the people the sights, Mr. Bus Driver Man.
This is the Grand Canyon.
Well, I suppose I could give Dilly a rock, but that doesn't seem very special.
Sorry I'm late, Dee. Couldn't get my Jiffy Shred to work. Had to chop the cabbage by hand.
Oh, no. You didn't make coleslaw, too, did you, Betty?
Uh-oh. Well, don't worry. You can never have too much coleslaw, right, Dieters?
Actually, Betty, you can.
Oh. Yeah, I come to think of it. Does anybody actually like coleslaw?
Have the grill going in just a jiff, hon. Good thing Randy and Lucy had this bellows. Oh, I invited them over to eat later.
Hello, Mrs. Pickles. My mommy says it's not polite to come to a party and not bring anything, so I brought this.
How thoughtful.
It's cold slaw.
Oh.
Gee, Aunt Miriam, my new bag is kind of empty.
Well, let's see here. You can have this lipstick. It's too bold for me. Oh, and here's a penny. And some gum.
Hiya, Susie.
Hi, Angelica. Why are you so happy to see me?
Because I got a brand new genuine Nakey American purse and you don't have anything?
Well, now, who have we here?
I'm Susie Carmichael.
Well, I just bet I can find something in this bag of mine for you, too.
That's okay, Auntie Miriam. You don't have to, honest.
Here you go, dearie.
Thank you, Mrs. Miriam.
Aren't you sweet? Aw, oh, just a sweet little... Well, I wonder what's keeping the food. Dolly, do you have a cracker or something? I'm about famished.
How do I look, Angelica?
Gee, Jill doesn't like any of the stuff we got at the souvenir stand.
Dilly, how about this nice stuff? Hamidol?
Chucky, that's not stuffed.
It's
okay, Dilly. We'll find you something.
You think you're so great just because you got those sunglasses. But I bet you can't, stand on here.
Ooh, whoa!
I bet I can, too.
Angelica, it was an accident. We have to tell Mrs. Pickles what happened.
No one's gonna believe me when I say I didn't do anything. Hey, I know. We gotta hit the open road like Grandpa did.
Big hurry.
So are we, Chucky. And according to this map, if I drive all night, we can get to, somewhere else by morning. Let's go.
Plan. Tomorrow, we drive all the way to Timbuktu.
Angelica, I think we should just go back and tell the truth.
I'll never go back! You can't make me!
Okay, okay. Sheesh. Let's get some sleep.
I wonder if there's a candy machine in this fleabag motel.
Well, looks like the clouds are breaking up. How about a game of croquet?
Yeah, might as well. Doesn't look like we're getting fed anytime soon. Must be nice being able to nap anywhere, huh?
Sorry, guys. We don't got time.
Gee, Angelica. Thanks for sharing. That was the last piece of pie!
Hey, stop that! No pictures!
It's just a bunch of tourists.
Easy for you to say, Susie. You're not the one who's gonna be in big trouble.
What are you talking about? I'm the one who knocked over the cold slaw.
Yeah, but I'm the one who told you to climb on the bench. Of course, you didn't have to do whatever I said.
Oh, Angelica. Don't worry. Whatever happens, we're in this together.
Wow, Susie. That's nice of you. Maybe I've been wrong about...
Ah! They're coming to get me!
Ah!
Are you sure that's where the wicket goes?
Darn tootin', I'm sure.
Yeah, for the love of it. Can you believe this, Purdy? There's no food, and we get kicked out of our own game.
Well, that's not entirely true, Betty. Dee Dee put out this bowl of oranges.
Hey, let's go raid the fridge for some junk, huh?
What are we doing with these oranges?
Just let me do the talking.
My friends, is where orange juice grows on trees. And over...
It's those motorcycle girls!
No, I guess we'll never know what was over there.
Hi! We want to join your tour!
Say please!
No pictures! No pictures!
I mean, why don't you let me take your picture?
Hey! The cameras!
Now drive, bus driver, drive!
Why are you guys in such a hurry anyhow?
Because we're on the run. We did it! We knocked over the cold slaw!
What cold slaw?
Never mind, just get us out of here!
We're stuck!
Deliver me!
Carmichael, you saved us!
Oh no, Angelica, they're back!
For the last time, do you give up?
Wait, Susie! No, Angelica, we can't keep running the rest of our lives. We gotta tell the truth.
No, I meant wait for me.
Miriam, Betty, Chaz, there aren't going to be any steaks, and there's no coleslaw, but I did manage to whip up a batch of New England clam chowder. Now, who wants some?
Woo! Finally! Oh, now you're talking. New England. Oh, my favorite.
That sounds delicious. I'd like to have a taste right now. Got my trusty travel spoon fork thingy-ziggy here somewhere.
You accuse me of losing my dear little great-nephew souvenir when you had it all along.
Oh, hold on, ma'am. It was an oversight. No hard feelings now.
After all the grief you gave me, I just...
Mine!
You guys, look! The Statue of Library!
Beautiful.
She's a giant.
Oh, no. She's too big to give to Dill. Oh, and I don't have my camera anymore, so I can't even take a picture for her. Look, you guys. Dill likes a souvenir.
Louie, traveling together wasn't all that bad, was it?
No, ma'am. I guess not.
That's good, because I booked us on a 2-month cruise through the Caribbean. So you better get some sun before we go. I don't want you out there with your pale...
Sorry about the barbecue, Deed.
Well, we've still got the cake. Did you say cake, Aunt Dee? Angelica, don't we have something to tell Mrs. Pickles?
Guys, did you like it?
Yeah, especially the wild animals.
and the snacks we ate on the bus.
I like telling everybody about the pretty rocks and the hole in the ground and to look where I say to look.
I like coming home.
Me too, Chucky. But you know, now that I've been back home for a while, I'm kind of ready to go someplace else again.
Really, Toby? Like where?
I don't know, Chucky. America's an awfully big place. Maybe I'll just go wherever the road takes me.